Hello everyone. Today I'm recording from my bathroom because it's the warmest room in the apartment. The last episode I released was I recorded it at the park in the sun. The birds were singing. It was beautiful, and now it's cold again for the next 2 weeks. But it doesn't matter. I'm still super happy in this podcast realm right now, recording a ton of solo episodes and conversations with Mathilde in French, and other interviews with different creatives or coaches, and it's really fun. So I'm really happy nonetheless, but I had to mention that because it's funny. And in the meantime, I think the sound is going to be not that bad in here. So, yay to bathroom recordings. Okay, so today I wanted to talk about what I experienced 2 weeks ago. I also share it on the podcast with Mathilde, but it's in French for now. So I had this little anxiety moment as I was taking the garbage out. And so you have to know, in Switzerland, if you're not living in Switzerland, the garbage topic for foreigners is a huge one. Okay. I talked about it in a stand-up I did. It's a huge topic and everybody will agree on it. It's confusing, and you really have to stick to the rule, because otherwise you're gonna get in trouble. The rule is, well, there are a few, right? But one of the biggest, or what, let's say one of them, because you can get a fine for all of them, is to not put the garbage out before 7 p.m. the day before they collect it. So let's say where I live, they collect it on Tuesday mornings and Friday mornings. So you can put the garbage out. It's not going to be just a garbage episode, don't worry, but I thought I'd share because it's a big topic again. So you can put it out after 7 p.m. on Monday evening and after 7 p.m. on Thursday evening, or those mornings, those Tuesday and Friday mornings, of course. But you don't know when they're going to come, so if you don't want to rush out the door in the morning, better do it in the evening. Anyway, so this is one of the rules. Then another rule is you should not put paper in the garbage, because you could get fined for that too, because you're supposed to recycle paper and cardboard, and those go out once a month, and there is a date for that. Yeah, and then the garbage in itself, the normal garbage, is a blue bag. It's called a baby sack, and can't believe I'm recording this, but it will make sense later. It's a blue bag that you get at the supermarket, and at the beginning I was just looking at the garbage aisle, and I couldn't find these blue bags, and I had to ask, and they were actually at the cash register. So when you pay for your groceries, you ask for that, and they give you the size you want. And it's you don't pay taxes on garbage, I guess. You pay those bags. That's how it works. So those bags are you can recognize them very well. Like they are a specific color, blue, and everybody knows that's the garbage, and that's the garbage bag you need. If you put it in another garbage bag, a random black one, they won't take your garbage. So it was the day to take out the garbage, and I had noticed that my neighbor also put hers on the floor. And so I thought, oh, I take mine out, I might as well take hers out. downstairs, because there are rather older people living in my building, so I thought, okay, maybe it's a nice gesture if I do this for them. So I put it down, and then I wanted to tell her that I did, so that she doesn't wonder, hey, what happened with the garbage? Am I losing it? And so I knocked, and she didn't answer. I didn't want to ring the bell. So I went back upstairs and started to have anxiety for 15 minutes because I thought, oh, what if it wasn't the garbage? Clearly it was the garbage, because I explained to you this whole system, right? So usually you don't put anything else in those blue bags. Clearly it was the garbage, was stinky actually for a couple days, so clearly it was that. And I started to have this anxiety and I couldn't do anything else for 15 minutes, and I really was just thinking about that and thinking, what if something was important in there? What if then she doesn't find it anymore because I put it out? What if she finds it rude from my side to do this? What if, all those what ifs in my head and all this anxiety, and I didn't know what to do, didn't want to go there, ring the bell. It was still early, 9 a.m. and I was a little bit frozen. And so what I did, I asked for help to my guides or whoever is out there helping me somehow go navigate this life. And so nothing happened right away, but I started to record a video about exactly that topic. And I do this because I also train myself to talk to the camera so that at some point I might dare posting a video of me talking to you guys. It's been a while that I've been practicing this, let me tell you, and haven't released anything. But that's not the topic today. The point is that I started to talk about this on camera and talk about the whole situation. And by talking about it, I realized why I had so much anxiety about just that specific thing. It was because I realized living in Switzerland stresses me, because there are all these rules and people usually let you know when when you do something wrong or when you don't follow the rule, they let you know. Usually older people letting you know in not such a nice way. And it had happened, I think the day before, I was walking the dog with a friend and we were at the park, and you're not supposed to walk the dog in the park, they are not allowed, which I didn't know. My friend did, but she's also not Swiss, so she was like, ah, whatever, let's risk it. And so someone told us, and it's just those, and it's totally fine. It's a super safe place, but you just have people telling you what you shouldn't do. Which makes me laugh, but also I realized in that moment that it was stressing me also, because I was constantly looking to doing the right thing. And as soon as I realized that, what the cause of the stress was about this silly garbage situation, the anxiety went away. And the crazy monkey mind, the crazy what-ifs went away. So I was like, okay, yeah, this is actually... was not the first time I noticed that, but I usually notice it in a therapy session. The last time I had realized that was in a craniosacral session, where we had identified the root cause of the... And I say root cause, and I develop on that later. But let's say the cause of the anxiety, stress, whatever emotion that was there at the time. And once we had identified it, it went away. So I'm not saying it's always the case, but sometimes when we identified one of the causes, and I'll talk about the root cause in a bit, it can go away. And so, to come back to the garbage, I simply left a note. So I had calmed down, it was all good, I went on. I continued my morning routine, which is lemon water, no, I'm kidding. And left a note to my neighbor just saying, hey, took the garbage out, smiley face, heart, whatever I put on, and forgot about it. And later that day, when I came home in the evening, she put the note next to my door and just said, thank you very much, that was really nice. And that was it. And so often we make a big mountain out of nothing. And when we can find a way of identifying or even processing what is going on. Luckily, I had time. Of course, we don't always have time when this happens. But that moment, I had time to make that video, which was really talking to myself. Works also with journaling, talking to a friend if they don't give you advice or don't try to fix the problem, if they can just hold space. Of course, talking to a therapist. And why I said the root cause earlier and corrected myself was because later that day, so I had identified a cause, but later that day I even could go deeper and notice actually there was a deeper, much deeper cause to that, related to childhood, family dynamics. It was super interesting to realize, oh yeah, okay, that's even much deeper. This is what we do in hypnotherapy also. We identified, we go back to an event and identify why you feel a certain way right now. It's often not related to what's going on right now. It's often something that has happened before. So this was my point. So if you are going through something, or if you notice some emotions coming up and you have time to process them, I invite you to journal about them or talk to your phone, a friend who can hold the space and notice what comes up. And it's fascinating. And if you have even more time, let me know and we can maybe look at this together from a hypnotherapy perspective, so that you can either not experience that anymore or understand what's going on, or both, and go on about your day and not be stuck for 15 minutes about a situation that doesn't need your energy or doesn't need that stress, that kind of stress. Wish you a great day and stay tuned for more episodes, solos, interviews. Hear you, see you, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.